What he has done so far this year inside the building as a quarterback has been extremely positive. I've said all along, and he knows it, that any strides that he's made are a direct result of what he's done to improve himself as a person. Proud of the steps he's taken for his personal accountability, how he's handled himself since the start of the offseason. Like I said, he's made huge strides around this building from the time he spent here, the quality of work he's done in the meeting room and on the practice field and on the game field. Certainly we're not saying that he has it all figured out. It's a process, and we're supporting him through it. Beyond that, I don't think it's really appropriate for me to talk about his personal life, his private life. Those are topics for him to decide if and when he wants to discuss them. On the game, after watching the film, the feeling of disappointment is still very much there. Just close, but it's close, as I've said several times. Almost winning is called losing. I mean, there's some positives to take out of it, but we're in this business to win. It was a great opportunity, and we had chances, and we didn't make the plays there in the end. And that's the most frustrating thing. We're still very confident in ourselves. No one's hitting the panic button. I think our guys realize how close we are. It's a resilient group, and I think we've proven that over time that it's a resilient group. So we're going to attack this the only way we know how, learn from it, and move on to the next one. Just remind the guys, stay focused on their job, and we're not going to flinch. But that's a tough one to move on from, knowing how close it was. On the injuries, aside from Hauser's hamstring, there's nothing else that is significant. Joe Hayden remains in the concussion protocol, and we'll see how he is over the next couple days. I'll open it up.
Mike, I get you when you say that there are certain elements of Johnny's life that are private, and I think we've all respected that. But at the same time, he made some of it public with his actions last week. I'm referring specifically to the way he drove, which would put not only him and his passenger at risk, but anyone else on that highway. Why would that not be more?
I agree with you. I agree with you. That's why we talk to our guys. I mean, we have a security department, and when we get word that our guys are not handling themselves when they leave here appropriately, then we deal with it. I'm just saying, as far as divulging details of how we handle personal issues with our players, I just don't think this is the place to do it. But don't think for a second that we're not aware or not concerned, whether it's Johnny or whether it's the incident that happened with Justin or any of our other players. I mean, it's when guys leave here and they put themselves at risk and other people at risk, that's certainly a concern. We took all the circumstances, we took into account all the information that we had, and made the decision that we made to have him up. That's the decision we made based on the information we had.
Coach, what is the difference between this and the case with the offensive line coach? I mean, there's some similarities there, but what is the difference between that and...
I'm not going to go into the details of the comparing the individual incidents. Like I said, this is a... it's a personal thing. We've dealt with it. It's not like we've ignored it. We've dealt with it, but I just don't think this is the forum to discuss it.
Mike, has the league contacted you, and are you concerned that there could be punishment from them?
The league gets involved when there's cases like this. I don't know what their timetable is. I don't know the specifics. But as with anything that comes up, there's a reporting process you go through. But I just don't know what I'm not privy to what their details are as far as timetable.
Mike, one of the hallmarks of your play like a Brown is right there on the stadium wall, accountability. How can you justify not disciplining him publicly and still cling to those play like a Brown ideals? Don't they lose all kinds of credibility?
I'm not of the mindset that all discipline has to be public. To me, that has to be the trust has to be there with the team, and that to me that's my main priority. Until we had all the information from the police, and when the league concludes their report, then we'll have a more total picture of what happened. But given the details that we had, I already said we made our decision based on the information that we had at hand. Yeah, that you don't know what his aftercare is.
Sorry?
You don't know what his aftercare is.
But he did spend 10 weeks in the treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not pretty detailed. We're not talking about a jaywalking behavior.
Is there a question in there? There's accountability. Some accountability is public. Some of it's private. I mean, if you think that we're just turning a cheek to this and ignoring it, you'd be dead wrong. We're in the process of that. Certainly have discussed it with them.
Is there a concern, though, that this is always going to be some kind of a distraction just because, and we've talked about this in the past, just because of his profile?
Well, I mean, if you just look at this incident, if it was one of our other players, would it be the center focus of a press conference? And he knows it, understands it, that comes with the territory of who he is.
Did he show contrition when you guys spoke?
I'm not going to go into the details of it.
With the trading deadline coming up, would you guys consider trading back?
No, I'm not going to discuss any potential roster moves.
Bill Cowher said yesterday on television that he thinks the Browns should release Johnny at this point. Have you reached the point where that is a realistic solution to this?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what's out there, but I'm not going to get into the aftermath of this. I mean, we're in the process of dealing with it internally, and once the league is involved, we'll make our appropriate decisions from there.
How much of a distraction is this?
For me today, or for the
today or overall,
or for the team. It's certainly there. We're aware of it, but I think it's much more outside of the building than it is internal. Because I think our guys see how he is when he's here. He's involved in an incident, and guys are concerned. But at the same time, I don't see it as a huge distraction for our players.
Mike, you're referencing the league getting involved. Has the league told you that?
Again, I don't know their timetable. I don't know how they set up their own, how they handle it, and that is something I am not in the loop on.
There is a perception out there, though, on the accountability issue, that not just with Johnny, that something more needs to be done. Are you going to take further steps?
What do you mean by not just with Johnny?
The whole locker room has no accountability. That's the perception of the team.
Wow.
Is there going to done?
We handle discipline in a variety of ways, but our players, we don't publish players getting fined. Those details stay private, but our players get fined often and for a variety of things.
Hey, Mike, it's really unfair that you be the one in here. Did you discuss Farmer or even Haslam or Shiner coming out today and discuss this with us?
No, did not.
You don't think it's the job of them to do this?
Yeah, I mean, we've had discussions. We meet weekly as a management group. I mean, and this was a topic of conversation. Am I ever comfortable sitting up here? No. No, and it I get it. It's an unfortunate thing, there's a lot of things going on, and you're dealing with somebody's personal life and confidentiality and stuff that was, you know, some things that have come out that are disturbing, and I get it, and I get the concern, and I get the outcry, and I know everything with him is magnified times 1,000. He's made a lot of strides, and this is a process for him. And I know it's something that it's upsetting. It's upsetting for all of us. But I don't know how much more I can say on it. I just don't like, you know, just where we're headed with, you know, just because there was no instant public punishment, that all of a sudden there's no accountability in our locker room.
Details of his time in the treatment center, but the fact that he admitted to having a couple of drinks, does that add to the level of concern for you?
Again, this is, I've talked about this for way too long. That's his, the details of his treatment and where he is post rehab. I mean, to me, it's personal, it's private. What's that?
How much do you as a team weigh him coming off treatment, being around the team, provides a support structure for him?
Well, I think that's one of the positives in his life is football. I mean, that's to give him an outlet. And again, it's hard for me to speak on not just him, but any player outside of the building, because I'm not with him. But as his coach, I mean, he's been an A+ when he's here.
Talking about that that series down there was first and goal. I mean, first and 10.
So is the question about the game?
At the 11.
Yesterday's game?
Yeah. First and 10 at the 11. Did those plays go? Obviously the result wasn't the same, but pass to Malcolm Johnson. I think it was.
Yeah, we were trying to catch him in man coverage and have some crossing action. It was similar to a play that Baltimore ironically had run against us last year and scored on from essentially the same part of the field. It's a good man beater, and they did a good job kind of fighting through the traffic and stopping it.
I mean, it seemed like, but did you? No plays were designed in to go to the end zone, and he had to check down. It just seemed like it was not a very aggressive series.
Well, the first play was designed just because the ball wasn't being thrown in the end zone. I mean, that's if you execute that play right. I mean, when it was run against us, it was a walk-in. So. I'm not concerned about that. The ball didn't go into the end zone there. The second down play, we thought we had the look that we wanted to run the ball, gained a few yards, and then they made a play on third down. we had nowhere to go with the ball on third down and ended up having to throw it away. So the first down play to me was certainly schemed up to score. They did a real nice job defending it.
When you were explaining to Dorn, too, you said it had been a field goal game. So then the next play they hit you with that deep ball. Did it surprise you that they went deep with that play, and is there somebody to blame? Did Jordan take a bad angle?
Yeah, I think he'll tell you that his angle was I think he got caught kind of staying on the backside a little bit too long and came a little bit flat and then tried to adjust late, and Sanders just ran through it. No, I mean, that was we gave him a lot of looks where we were giving him, you know, one-on-one on the outside and paid the price for it. I mean, outside of that play, Tremont played extremely well. You know, gave up some completions in front of him, but not a ton of yards after the catch. And I mean, that was tough because we felt like if we forced him to drive the field, that it was and we were playing good red zone deep. I mean, we were, they were 0 for, once they were in the red zone, they were 0 for 3. But I mean, that one hurt.
Mm-hmm. Upon your review, where did you assess the breakdowns?
The first down play was a toss. They went cover zero. Had no brought the safety out of the post, so that gave him an extra defend. They changed the math on the weak side and ended up, you know, with a free guy. We didn't execute the block either at the point of attack. And then that play really turned the series because you go from first and 10 at the 35. You hope you get a positive result. Now you got a 50-50 down that you can, you gain 5 more yards, you're in field goal range. Second and 12 now, you got to look to get a piece of it back. And then we end up giving up the sack and then had to throw it again on third and long and gave up another one. So that was, I think it was just the domino effect from the negative play on first down really funneled into second and third.
Go back to the 2-point play. Seeing when you're grouping, since it was a defensive touchdown, your quarterback wasn't already on the field. It seemed mm-hmm. there was confusion on getting players, the right group in there. Was there? Did that contribute to the first?
No, originally we were going to, because it's in our game management notes, that's right at the, you're right there at the cusp of 2 or 1. So originally we were going to kick it. We had the extra point team was out on the field, and then when they took the time to review it, is when we talked through it and talked ourselves into going for 2.
And then after the penalty, you're at the 1.
Mm-hmm.
And this is supposed to be a team that will run the ball. How much discussion was about just handing off the 2?
Well, we just from having prepared for them. That they're a cover zero team on 2-point plays, and that's difficult to gain a yard when you got a guy running through every gap and a free hitter sitting behind him to scrape to the ball. So that's why we decided to go with the play we went with, and they defended it well, to their credit. Well, it's kind of come down with the front seven, especially to a committee approach, more packaged based on what personnel we want to have on the field. So it's we played with having the extra defensive lineman up, we were able to roll those guys inside. I mean, any defensive lineman we have up is going to play. I mean, I consider if we have 5 up, we got 5 starters, 6 up, they're all going to play, and I think they're all, their snap counts were. We're at least, I think we're 20 or close to 20 at least or more, and then same with the outside backers. I mean, you want to try to keep those. I said this last week. It's hard to be an outside backer and play every single snap. So that's another one where we feel we got four guys and we took I know Krug probably ended up with the most reps of all of them. I don't have the snap counts here in front of me, but I thought the other three, Mingo, Armani, and Nate were all pretty close.
Did Kevin Coons
tell you or Chris Tabor what his limit was going to that?
Tabes, every game will tell me the limits based on the direction, mm-hmm. based on the wind, based on warm-ups, that he'll tell me, hey, going towards our tunnel, it's the 28. Going the other way, it's the 30. I mean, it'll change, and it could change. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's obviously going to depend on how we warmed up and what the wind conditions are and how we feel about it.
So what was it going toward the tunnel
yesterday? I
want to say it. I think it was maybe the 30, maybe the 28. I forget what he told me, but it was. You're talking about the drive where we went for it?
Yeah, in overtime there.
Overtime.
You would have got a first down, you would have been
okay. If we had gained nothing in that drive and it just gone from the 30, I mean, we probably would have attempted it in overtime from the 35. You get a chance then to end the game. I know the downside of it, but we felt pretty good about how we were playing defensively. I think that at that point in overtime, you probably take a shot at the 50, 52-yarder. So I thought the win kind of quieted down a little bit as the day went on. I thought it was whipping pretty good early and kind of quieted as the day went on.
Mike, what was your assessment of Turbin's first game?
I thought he did some good things. I mean, I think you got a glimpse of what he can be. Very downhill, very physical, runs angry, and it was good for him to get those touches. Probably played a few more plays than we wanted him to. I think he was probably 17, 18 plays that he was in there. But he did some good things.
He doesn't bottle that on first down and overtime. Does he have somewhere to go? I mean, were you able to tell?
Yeah, I was able to tell. I even if he had caught it clean, he might have gotten back to the line.
What, the run defense, Mike, I know the final numbers weren't great or good again, but are you seeing any strides or are you seeing the same mistakes repeat themselves?
No, we're seeing strides, and it's still the frustration of, we might have 10 run plays and defend 8 of them well for little or no gain. And then we get creased with one where multiple guys. It's usually when multiple guys get a minus. Somebody steps under themselves. Somebody gets reached. Linebacker buries himself. Or we miss a tackle. You get multiple minuses. Is what that's what adds up to a chunk run.
Mike,